This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We'll kick off the second hour here, live Saturday show. Open phones if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, we got a little bit of good news about, in your case, Captain, you've got a story about a cafe that had been closed by the government gang, and they came up with something to reopen.
Yep, Ray knows how to make a maneuver.
And we'll share what their secret was coming up here in just a moment with you tonight. It is Ian.
Biglis Mountaineer.
I'm the Captain.
Other bit of good news from Douglas County, Colorado. Peakless, some of your perhaps nearby your old stomping grounds.
Mm-hmm.
Dozens of students protested outside of Thunder Ridge High School in Highlands Ranch on Wednesday morning. And no, they were not protesting to take a vaccine. Students were walking out of their classroom in protest of the Tri-County Health Department's face mask mandate.
Good for them.
So, I mean, wow, I was refreshed by this because we've seen so much propaganda. With government school students being like, oh, yeah, I love being masked. It's just great. There's stuff like that coming out of Australia, for instance. Oh, yeah, give me that shot right now. The kids are just loving this. But no, not in Douglas County, Colorado, where the Tri-County Health voted earlier this week to require masks for all students, regardless of vaccination status. Monday's decision also prevents individual counties from opting out of public health orders, so Adams, Arapaho, and Douglas County cannot opt out. Some students say they've had enough. One student said, quote, this will be the third year of my high school that is compromised. I want a normal high school career. If you're scared, you can stay home, he said. These people agree with me. They hate masks, and I do too, said another student. So, kudos.
That is heartwarming and refreshing.
I mean, it'd be better if they walked out of school and never came back, but still.
But, I mean, it's, you know, kids.
Still good news.
When they hit the rebellious age, you know, somewhere between 12 and 18, really, mm-hmm. You know, that's when they start to discover themselves. They start to assert their personal power as an individual. They start to realize, oh, hey, I'm, you know, the only one that's going to make a difference in my life directly, and I have some power over that. I'm going to, you know, sort of, you know, get away from my parents and build my own life. That's when they start to do that. So all the better for them to realize that not only might their parents be like sort of holding them back or keeping them down in some way, shape, or form, but that there's this whole other institution or institutions known as government and public schools that are possibly doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's good to see actual rebellion. Because,
yeah.
I mean, I've just seen sad story after sad story about, like, every punk band on the planet going, you need to do what the institutions tell you to do.
Yeah, fight the man, except this man.
There's bands that you would think would just be like, you know, here's the middle finger, we're playing the show, that have been like, you know, they're making announcements. They're like, oh, well, you know, due to, you know, our, you know, stance on the current issues in today's society, we've decided that we're going to not play the show.
It's pathetic.
Yeah, I remember when punk rock and metal sort of prided themselves on a sort of testosterone-driven fury about, like, no, we won't do what
back
you tell us.
Back in the day, Dee Snider went in front of Congress to basically tell them to, you know, suck it because of their little sticker on the CD.
And now the roles have been reversed.
You know, the We're Not Gonna Take It, that was the big rebellious anthem of the, you know, mid-80s and that kind of thing. But now Dee Snider's like, you better mask up.
Yes, he is.
Because he's a pussy.
Two masks. Three masks, extra boosters, daily pills.
You know, since you brought up the music aspect, I did have the story about Eric Clapton. Did you hear about his new protest song?
I did. I am heartwarmed.
I knew that he was doing one, but what about it?
It's come out. The song is called This Has Gotta Stop.
Oh, I saw that pass my feed. I haven't heard it.
I have not heard. I heard an excerpt from it, but I have not actually taken the time to play the full thing. TheGuardian.com has the story about it. Eric Clapton, staunch critic of measures designed to tackle the COVID pandemic, has released a song entitled This Has Gotta Stop. While the song does not directly mention lockdown measures or vaccines, the musician has performed on anti-vaccine songs in recent months. I think they mean commented.
And is it gotta, G-O-T-T-A, or is it this has got to stop?
G-O-T-T-A.
Okay.
Gotta. His latest offering has been interpreted by some as an attack on the measures recommended by health officials. Clapton sings, quote, I can't take this BS any longer. It's gone far enough. You want to claim my soul? You'll have to come and break down this door, he said.
Wow, an attack on obeying officials. That's never happened in rock before.
Clapton said further in the lyrics, quote, I knew that something was going on wrong when you started laying down the law. I can't move my hands. I can't break out, or I break out in a sweat.
Well, and, you know, people like to use this sort of language as if you should be listening to them. Oh, they are health officials. But let us not forget that in both Stalin's Russia and Hitler's Germany, it was officials who asked you for your papers. It was officials that sent you off to the death camps.
Clapton previously talked about his negative reaction he had to the vaccine he'd received. According to Rolling Stone, he said, quote, I took the first jab of the AstraZeneca and straight away had severe reactions which lasted 10 days. The reactions to the second dose were disastrous. My hands and feet were either frozen, numb, or burning, and pretty much useless for 2 weeks. I feared I would never play again.
Yeah, Clapton and Van Morrison, they collaborated on a song that was sort of, you know, rebellious for the times of now. And then Van Morrison himself did, like, an EP, all of songs that were against the lockdown and that kind of a thing. So as far as rock and roll is concerned, I have not seen a plethora or really even a smidgen of heavy metal, punk rock, you know, yeah, music you'd think that would be rebellion, even rap music to some extent.
Busta Rhymes is anti-COVID crackdown.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the most draconian police state measures that we have ever seen, and all of the people that used to care about freedom, that used to define themselves by liberty and by being independent or even, and challenging the status quo.
Yeah, or even just being anti-authoritarian, right? Like, it used to be rock and roll was where you found that.
Yeah,
but apparently not anymore.
Unless you're one of these older, I mean, basically it's the old guard that is standing up for this, and probably not even the majority of them, but Van Morrison, he's what, in his late 70s?
Yeah, he's got to be.
Eric Clapton, also, I believe, in his late 70s. 70s. He's pretty old at this point.
Now, I don't remember if this was specifically about the COVID measures, but the only other old rocker that I remember, like, really speaking out against some of the absolute nonsense that is coming out of the alliance of media and government was the guy from Pink Floyd.
You mean recently?
Roger Waters. Recently, yeah.
Roger Waters, Right Said Fred is apparently with us on this particular issue.
Wow.
Yeah, those guys.
If you're...
when you're right, you're right.
Yeah, the enemy of my enemy is my friend or something.
But, you know, it's sad because it has to be Van Morrison and Clapton who they're old enough to where their career is over.
I took a peek at the lyrics for that Clapton song, and he mentioned that. He's like, I'm old enough. I've been around. I've seen a lot. You know what I mean? And so that's what the perspective he's coming from.
It doesn't really matter. You know, he's going to have food on his table for the rest of his life. It doesn't really matter whether or not somebody shows up at his next concert. Whereas a lot of these other ones, they're younger. They're worried about what people think.
Yeah.
They don't want to upset their fans, so they're taking the safe road, and they just want to keep booking shows, right? And then all these venues are going to be, you know, lockdowns, and there's going to be mandates and vaccine passports, and either they go along to get along, or they feel like their career is going to be over.
Yeah.
I mean,
where are the rest of them? Where's the rest of the old guard? The rest of the old rockers who, exactly like you point out, like, they don't have to worry about putting food on the table. They have enough wealth that they can defend themselves from both legal and
blew it all on cocaine in the 80s.
It's because Lemmy's dead from Motorhead.
Mm.
Lemmy was like, you know, I mean, I don't know. I can't say, I'm not him, so I can't say what his reaction to this would be, but he certainly had an anti-authoritarian streak in him and a, you know, sort of F the world sort of attitude.
They came for the unvaxxed, and I said nothing because I was not unvaxxed. Well, guess what, guys? Speak up. We need you.
We do. And we need to have venues where these guys can play. And that's coming up. We'll talk about a potential venue at least. One, is it Kansas? The story that you've got? Not the band.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City, Missouri. Okay.
It's not really a music venue, though.
Well, you know what? If there's room for a guy in an acoustic guitar...
There's room for that, for sure.
Yeah, then it could be a music venue.
Absolutely.
We'll tell you about what's going on with one cafe that is pushing back against a shutdown from the government gang. We'll tell you about that on the way here. The number is 603-283-6160. Also, I'll put this link to the Eric Clapton news, which does have a link to his song in it, up on our...
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
I this here from Eric Clapton, so apologize for the train wreck there. This Has Gotta Stop, the official release from his channel on YouTube, Eric Clapton. Protest song. And obviously he is setting people off with this. People who are in fear, living in fear, and just want the government to take care of them.
And how long has it been since we had some protests?
Enough is enough. I can't take this BS any longer. It's gone far enough. If you want to claim my soul, you'll have to come and break down this door. I knew that something was going on wrong when you started laying down the law. I can't move my hands. I break out in sweat. I want to cry. I can't take it anymore. This has gotta stop. Enough is enough. I can't take this BS any longer.
Just so you know, here in this part of the video, it's animated. It doesn't actually have Eric, you know, playing in it. It's just an animated video. It does have silhouettes, if you will, of people holding protest signs like "Stop Liberty," "Enough is enough."
Stop enough. If you wanna claim my soul, you'll have to come and break down this door.
There's an image of a controlling puppeteer that is controlling a large group of people when you hear that play.
I've been around a long, long time, seen it all, and I'm used to being free. I know who I am, try to do what's right, so lock me up and throw away the key. This has gotta stop, enough is enough. I can't take this BS any longer. It's gone far enough. If you wanna claim my soul, you'll have to come and break down this door.
Images include a politician speaking and hypnotizing people.
Yeah, general hypnosis thing, which I think is very accurate to our situation.
Two people with television sets as their heads looking at each other.
Obey the television. The TV is your death.
Essentially a couch potato with a television on his head.
And the hypnosis is exactly what has to stop.
Well, people can wake up anytime they want to. Just have to choose to think differently. And there's an image of a band playing at a jam for freedom, which we don't see enough of that.
Thinking of my kids, what's left for them, then what's coming down the road. The light in the tunnel could be the southbound train. Lord, please help them with their load. This has gotta stop. Enough is enough. I can't take this BS any longer. It's gone far enough. If you wanna claim my soul, you'll have to come and break down this door.
Images of eyes being forced open, a la Clockwork Orange.
Well, and that's exactly what the fear porn does to people. It forces you to look. Your instincts won't let you not look at what's a legitimate threat. And this appears to be a legitimate threat.
If it bleeds, it leads. If it burns, it earns.
A carrot hanging from a stick. The song there, Eric Clapton, This Has Gotta Stop, more Puppet Master imagery as well.
So, I love it, but...
Groovy little tune.
But, there's a critic inside of me, too. Like a music
Well, you're a musical guy.
Yeah, so, that song, for as anti and rebellious and everything is, it's really happy.
Yeah,
it's got a very
upbeat, he seems a little too
sort of
relaxed about
sort of,
this.
You know,
he's old. Vibe.
I mean, I appreciate that it is definitely some easy listening, but
that's his target audience nowadays, right?
Yeah, his target audience is really all of the people at risk.
He's 76,
the elderly.
I mean, 76 years old. He's older than most males are before they kick the bucket.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going
to
be
wrong.
Out there.
Good music.
Good song. Well produced.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
sounded great. The video was good, too. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want here. Mike is in Maine listening to WLOB out of Portland on FM. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
So,
yeah. Where the hell's John Fogerty? Where's Neil Young?
Right.
Where's Arlo Guthrie?
Yeah.
Where's all the guys of my age that were all the biggest protesters? You know what I'm saying? These guys were amazing at writing songs about, you know, anti-government stuff.
Yeah.
Where the hell are they now?
Good question. I mean, in the 60s, sure, we had the Vietnam War, but, like, we have 10 of those now. Seriously, yeah. We are at more war than we were in the 60s. And
yeah, I know. I was over there.
Yeah, and... We finally have the ability to see it now. Like you can yep. listen to podcasts from people who actually live there.
Well, yep. The good news is that you can easily look up where Neil Young is regarding COVID. All you gotta do, search his name and type in the word COVID, and here's a story from Rolling Stone, August 27th of this year. Neil Young pulled out of Farm Aid earlier in the summer because of the COVID-19 pandemic. He elaborated his concerns in an op-ed that accused concert promoters of valuing profits over safety. So Neil Young is afraid of COVID, and he is not performing as a result of that. So there's your answer.
Well, Farm Aid was Willie's gig.
Yeah.
You know, he was the one that originally started Farm Aid. Willie Nelson.
Yeah, he's accusing promoters of being responsible for super spreaders. So there's Neil Young for you.
Yeah, sounds like he's got a little bit too much money and too much damn time on his hands is what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, that's
all right, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Go.
Appreciate the call, man.
Sort of the thing that cuts both ways is if you have enough money that you don't need to worry about it, you also have what you can lose.
Only one thing's for certain, and that's Willie Nelson only smokes killer weed.
Is he still alive?
I know that's a song by Clutch. Stuff Willie Nelson.
Okay.
It's the chorus. Willie Nelson only smokes killer weed.
Let's see. John Fogerty on being a rock and roll rebel at age 76, as reported in the Sioux City Journal. Oh, got to allow the ads or else they won't let me read it.
Well, I'm looking at a top 10 list of most rebellious bands. I like Nirvana's number one somehow. Like, I don't think so.
Still?
Cooperate with the Machine is number two. I'm sorry, that's Rage Against the Machine.
No, you had it right the first time.
I know. Some band called Attila that I should probably know, but I don't. Black Flag is number four. Slayer is number five. Well, they're not doing anything because they're not a band anymore. Green Day is a rebellious band? I mean,
yeah, but how many of them are rebelling now? You're just talking supposedly historically based on lyrics or something like that.
It's some article that I, you know, just quickly searched out. The Sex Pistols, right? You know, these are, like, of all time, the Misfits, Marilyn Manson. A lot of these people aren't even doing anything. The Who.
Look, I know all these news companies lied us into disastrous multi-decade wars, but you should really start listening to them now about this.
John Fogerty. I've just looked up a couple of the names that Mike brought up here. According to Spin.com, in a story written back in January of this year, last March, John Fogerty could sense there was trouble up ahead around the bend. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. It is Free Talk Live.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Roughly 50,000 Afghan refugees will be housed at 8 military bases across the country. Air Force General Glenn Van Herk saying refugees will be housed at bases in Virginia, Texas, Wisconsin, New Jersey, New Mexico, and Indiana. How is Hurricane Ida affecting gas prices across the United States? From the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau, Brad Bernards has the details.
Gas Buddy Head of Petroleum Analysis Patrick DeHaan weighs in on Hurricane Ida's impact on oil prices.
I don't think we're going to go much higher. I think maybe a few more cents a gallon, maybe as high as $3.25 a gallon. I really don't foresee getting much worse than that at this time. But still, as motorists hit the road, they're going to be encountering rising prices for Labor Day. I think that will usher in lower prices by mid and late September.
USA Radio News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is headed overseas as a follow-up on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Blinken and his team will be heading to Qatar and Germany to thank those countries' leaders for helping with the evacuation of Afghanistan. A Texas man is caught trying to smuggle meat across the U.S.-Mexico border.
Border Patrol agents made an odd discovery earlier this week, stopping a truck with 350 pounds of meat at the Mexican border. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says they stopped a vehicle at the Paso del Norte border crossing and found 320 pounds of pork bologna and 30 pounds of turkey ham hidden under blankets under the seats in the center console of the vehicle. The 20-year-old El Paso man told agents he was bringing the meat into the country for resale. The CPB pointed to restrictions on bringing pork products into the U.S. because of the recent detection of the African swine fever in the Dominican Republic as the reason for the seizure. The driver was given a $1,000 civil penalty. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. We are talking about the sad state of rock and roll. A genre which historically has contained a variety of tough-talking bands when it comes to the lyrics, lyrical content of their songs about pushing back against the man, fighting authority, etc.
Lay down and you'll take it.
And as you pointed out, Dee Snider has been taking it. He is advocating people take it, whatever it is the government wants to dose out to them. Whatever level of obedience, he is for it. And he's not the only one. It's very few, very select few of people in the musical industry, including Eric Clapton.
It's just sad that here's a guy that went in front of Congress and, you know, stood up for free speech and basically verbally handed these people their ass. You can go search it online. It still exists. His entire thing, and it's still great.
Yeah, I suspect he wants to be Congressman.
But now that he's old and probably very wealthy, you know, he's not able to see that anymore for whatever reason.
Fear. It's the fear. This whole, you know, so-called pandemic has people in total fear of their lives and the lives of others, and they've bought this thing hook, line, and sinker, and they trust the government now. If they didn't trust the government before, maybe it was just an act, I don't know, but they definitely trust them now. Now that, oh my God, somebody might get sick, so now we have to obey everything they say. So it's not just Dee Snider. Our caller, last caller, brought up a few names. He said, what about Neil Young? I looked him up.
Yeah.
Neil Young's all in favor of lockdowns and whatever else. I mean, he's all about shutting things down. He mentioned, what about John Fogerty, according to Spin.com in an article from earlier this year. In March of 2020, Fogerty was set to play a string of West Coast casinos as part of his 50-year trip tour, along with a Vegas residency at the Wynn. The first show was canceled. The second concert took place about 2 hours south in Laughlin, Nevada, where he tells Spin was so spooky due to the looming pandemic. And for the third gig, Fogerty said, quote, "The whole time before the show, I was thinking about how much I don't want to play it." A few hours before taking the stage, he found out the show was canceled due to COVID-19 restrictions. And then he talks about how you could just tell, this is a quote from him, that something was afoot and we didn't have the cure. When you have that scenario, it's really going to get worse until you have some sort of cure, meaning a vaccine.
So, well, they used to talk about that. Oh, you know, as soon as we get the vaccine, it'll all be fine. We can go back to normal.
Yeah.
We can have concerts again.
This is January.
We can, like, be in the sunshine and hug each other once we have a vaccine, right?
I have to point out that this guy makes the same mistake that many other humans do, and that's to say, we need some sort of cure. We need the vaccine. Well, the vaccine is not a cure. It is not a cure. We talked about it earlier in the program tonight. It is not a cure. Getting the vaccine doesn't mean you're not going to get it. Getting the vaccine doesn't mean you're not going to spread it. It means none of those things. So why are you taking it?
Somebody told him to. Somebody told him it would help.
And
they're willing to do anything. They're willing to lock down. They're willing to stop working. They're willing to quit their jobs. I mean,
They're willing to turn you in.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The snitch lines and all that. Do you remember that during the lockdown? The snitch lines.
Oh, they haven't gone away.
Nope.
And for absolutely ever. I mean, for all of recorded human history, music has been one of, if not the way, of expanding the Overton window, of expanding what we could talk about in civilized society. And now, silence. Complete silence. There's not even holding the line on what we're allowed to talk about.
Yeah.
We're going to continue. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can bring up anything you want. He's David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, yeah, electioneering, but this ties into what you're talking about. The Cumulus corporate world 400-plus radio stations, they are full bore on that whole vax bandwagon, just nonstop. If you want entertainment, if you want some psychology, just tune in a Cumulus station. And the odd thing is, they used to be what they would call quote unquote conservative, you know, supporting the Republicans. And they've made a 180-degree shift. And to make it even more interesting, they still pretend that they're conservative. They when they're on air, the host, even the program director, Jared Hart at KKOV, comes on and says, "I'm conservative," and then comes on and pushes the vaccination and makes fun of people that are trying to take cures like ivermectin. And not just that, they ignore the fact that there's actually human usage prescribed by doctors for ivermectin.
Yeah, ivermectin actually won a Nobel Prize, I think, in 2005. For because of what it can do and the multiple things that it can treat.
Yeah. Well, and so tying into that, though, what I want to say is it's been literally warfare on the radio. You know, Eddie Aragon, KIVA, Rocket Talk, that carries your station or your program right now and again on Sunday, he's running for mayor, and he managed to get himself on the ballot as the only Republican versus two Democrats. And there's some scandal stuff going on with the Democrats, but the interesting thing is, that ties into this, is that the Cumulus, KKOB Radio in Albuquerque, is just full-on war to shut down any mention of Eddie Aragon's name going out on their airwaves, to the point literally where, and this has been done many times, this is just one example, but it's a perfect example. If you recorded their broadcast air, which we did, it was funny because I was on hold for Eric Strauss on the weekend on his show, and the guy immediately before me talks about the mayor's race and gets in Eddie's reference to Eddie, and I come on and I have a different topic, but because they mentioned Eddie Aragon for mayor, I made reference to Eddie, and before I got out Aragon, they dumped my call because I said his name.
Wow, man.
And one other interesting part of it is when they have, they'll actually have candidates on, like Mayor Tim Keller is literally on the, he comes in to the radio station and goes on air with like TJ Trout and Bob Clark,
who's that, the morning show?
Bob Clark is the morning show. TJ Trout is a 3 p.m. our time show. Gotcha.
So they basically fillet the mayor and they give the mayor a platform for whatever his politics are.
And
that's
even
standard,
that,
by the way. That's standard stuff that happens in every market around the country where they never ask any tough questions. They always just let the mayor or the police chief or whoever the hell it is, you know, whichever, but the governor or whoever, some softball interview where, because they want them to come back. They want their listeners to think that, you know, this is where you can hear what the governor has to say. But nothing ever serious. No real questions are ever asked in these interviews.
Mentioning how these presenters and these politicians claim to be conservatives when they're not. Well, okay, I have to ask you, is there anything that the so-called conservatives have conserved?
Well, the short answer would be no.
And on the other side, like, it's conservative and liberal, right? So liberal means liberty. Is there any liberty in the liberal side of reality?
No.
So honestly, there's authoritarians and there's us.
Yeah,
we conserve liberty. And that's it.
Right. The people is where the only liberty really is, and in our government and in our parties there is virtually none at all. Only the claim that there is.
Yeah.
But they're all.
The two wolves can always agree with each other when they're voting on what the sheep and them are going to eat for dinner.
So true. Thank you, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I don't know if we're as much conserving liberty, because it really doesn't seem like there's much left, but maybe progressing toward it if we possibly can, which makes us the progressives.
I mean, this show still exists in spite of all of the attacks that we have received, especially in recent history.
Yeah.
So we are conserving this liberty.
That much is true.
The Nobel Prize for ivermectin was issued in 2015, not 2005.
The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. Still to come, this good news out of the cafe in Kansas City that has taken up an interesting approach, one that I think we consider doing, you know, at some point for local businesses.
The bad news is that they got closed down because of repeated violations of the county's COVID-19.
Yeah, but they're fighting back, and that's what the good news is. We'll tell you about it and what is their approach. That's on the way here at 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, you, of course, can take control of the airwaves. And then we got some more bad news. Quebec now has a vaccine passport, and it is making life very difficult for the unvaccinated. This is likely coming to a city near you. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. The number 603-283-6160. Here in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
Pickles Mountaineer.
And the Lord.
Reverend Captain Kickets.
Kickets? I hope I don't kick it.
For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and liberty.menu is that directory. It's a great-looking site. It's easy to use. It's free, so if you've got a thing that you do that you want other freedom-friendly people to know about, if you are an individual who's someone who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, this site is for you. Liberty.menu is where your content should be, your, again, advertisement for your business, maybe an event that you're organizer of, or digital content of which you are the creator. You can put it all up there over at liberty.menu. You can use code FTL on your user profile and get a Free Talk Live listener badge. We can't give you a discount because the site is free to use. There are some upgrades you can pay for your advertisements, but check it out over at liberty.menu. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Malcolm is on the line listening to our affiliate in Lebanon, New Hampshire, WUVR. Go ahead, Malcolm.
Yeah, hi. How are you doing today?
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm very politically incorrect because I call it the Chinese virus. You know,
Fluhan.
Huh?
The Fluhan disease.
Well, I way back when this was going on in November, December, I did about 45 minutes of research online. And I am not even, probably won't even tell you what I got. I'm going to encourage people to do the same. Go on the government official websites and see the total number of deaths in the year 2020. Now, I had to extrapolate because I was still in 2020. But then check it and compare it to 2019, 2018, mm-hmm. 2017, and see what you get for numbers. Now, if we had lost 300,000, 400,000, whatever the death toll was supposedly at that time, if that was true, then you would think the 2020 death toll would have been 400,000 higher than 2019.
Sounds reasonable.
Go do it yourself. Research it. Take 30 minutes, but don't use Google, of course. But
what do you prefer? Do you have an alternative that you prefer?
Well, no, I don't. I'm still looking. I've actually basically got off the computers completely, pretty much. But I'm going to work away just so I can get computer that's secure, then I will be back on.
But some people have called in to recommend Brave.com. They've got their own search now, search.brave.com. Of course, let's see, what's one of the other ones?
That I usually go back and forth between StartPage and DuckDuckGo.
StartPage is another one, yeah. Thanks, Malcolm, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go.
Before we go to the next call, I do want to point out, like, the whole China virus thing, it's really worth knowing that the lab this thing probably came out of was a joint venture of the U.S. government and the Chinese government. So they are both implicated in this thing.
And to our listeners out there who, you know, are doing the research themselves, as Malcolm, suggested, I have done this exercise, and I have a very good idea of what the results are.
Let's go to Jet. He's in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live, Jet.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
I love talking about this police state stuff. And so I have questions, and one of the things that I always question is, why do you think that I always ask you or beg you to not use certain terms?
When you say that, you're referring to don't call it government. You might say call them government people or thugs or goons.
Well, it seems to me that you are admitting to your own subjugation and their moral authority if you use those terms.
Or perhaps you're verbally OCD.
Yeah, that's the whole idea, because authoritarianism, and what I'm trying to get across to everybody is that it's all psychology.
Mm-hmm.
It's just in your head. It's all imaginary.
Sure. These are just people.
It's an illusion in some cases.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you what you thought about the term empire.
Because
that seems to me like it's succinct. It doesn't give them the moral authority. It doesn't say that I'm beneath them. And it sort of calls them what they are. So what do you think?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that one, actually, because that's what I'm talking about. You refer to these people by their behaviors,
right?
And they're behaving in that way. Now, what I was going to say was, when you legitimize their world by using their titles, and that's the main thing. And I believe that this is the absolute solution to this whole thing. Is if we stop playing in their sandbox, we stop playing on their court, we get out of the paradigm of this master-slave concept and just see people as people who have no more right to do anything than anybody else. So, yes, I just want you to avoid words like government, governor, president, officer,
health official,
powers that be, officials, authorities, things like that. Anything that somehow translates or communicates to people that somehow they have a right to exist in that role, and they just don't.
Thank you, Jet, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Can't say I disagree. It is a challenge, obviously, to modify one's vocabulary in that way.
But I have been using empire.
I like that one.
Well, I mean, the way that the human mind works is largely through symbols, and words are the most pervasive and powerful symbols.
Sure.
So if we use the wrong symbol, then we're going to see the world a certain way. And if we use a symbol that gives them the authority to do this, as if it was legitimate for them to have more power than any of the rest of us, well, then we won't resist it when it happens.
When I'm around what we playfully referred to as normies, I will use your masters.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, they're just doing what your masters tell them to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as if to say they're not my masters, right? Mm-hmm. You know, but I'm...
No, I like that.
Yeah, it's what your masters want you to do, so okay.
No, it's very important, because do you agree or do you disagree?
Yeah.
Because that kind of puts the onus on them. Like, well, they're not my masters. Aren't they now?
Right.
Yeah, that's very very thoughtful, thought-provoking, and I think one of the most important steps that we can take towards the kind of the world that Jed is envisioning is to have more people who are of like mind in the same place. Because it's one thing for you to use language that is more accurate to describe what the government gang does, right? Like, okay, they're kidnapping you instead of arresting you, taxes are, forced extractions, extortion, yep, rather than taxes or whatever, using more descriptive, more accurate terms for what they do. is certainly important. But if you're the only guy in, you know, 10-mile radius that's talking that way, you're just the local crazy.
Well, and that's why you've got to figure out the halfway point. Like, figure out the halfway point between the way you think and the way others think.
I'm just saying, it won't matter. I mean, if you're just one guy in, you know, in one city or one town or whatever, you're nobody. And it's not going to, you know, maybe you'll have an impact on your close friends, but probably not. You got to get together. This has to be a movement of people. If a large group of people start changing their vocabulary in the way that Jet describes in one particular area, then other people are going to go along with it. They're going to hear it, and they're going to agree.
And to your point, a vocabulary change frequently precedes a societal change.
Sure.
So it is very important, you know, the words that we use, to Jet's point, of course.
Yeah.
And it's worth pointing out that these words aren't just wrong. They're backward. Hmm. So we call this government. These are the least governed people on the face of the earth.
Well, government, like, for you, not for them.
We are governed by certain limitations, like not murdering each other. These are not government. These are the ungoverned.
Yeah, that's all definitely true. But again, I think people need to, in the liberty movement, they need to wake up and realize that you're not going to have an impact if you're all alone out there.
Now, I know from social media that there are liberty-minded people all over the place, all sorts of different states, all sorts of different countries, and they congregate online and they will
argue with each other.
It's sometimes referred to as the echo chamber, right? Yep. Somebody says, yep, and I agree, and I'm guilty of that as well at times. But I know that a whole bunch of people who kind of think along these lines exist. Now, if we could get, I don't know, man, 10% of all those people?
I'd take 1%. If we can get 1%
to come and hang out with us in New Hampshire for a decade or something, man, oh my gosh.
I think that's step one and step two. Step one, find people that actually make sense to you. And yeah, that's sort of the online community thing. Step two, guys, we have bodies, and they're about to come after them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I have surrounded myself with other bodies that are going to help defend me, and I'm going to help defend them.
And I think to some extent, having the online communities stifles the desire to physically relocate, because they get that fulfillment that there are other people, that I'm not alone. I'm not the only one who thinks this way. But that's physicality, I mean, there's a whole other part of living.
True. 603-283-6160. Yeah, just because you can chat with somebody on Twitter or Facebook doesn't mean you have a real community. You can't rely on them for anything. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.